Jesus. Father, we thank you. Great are you, Lord. It is your breath in our lungs. So, Father, we take the time to just pour out our praise before you tonight. Pour out our praise before you to start out this year. And we thank you that we make a decision to start this year off right. Amen. I hear that in my heart. Make a decision to start this year off right. To start this year off with your voice lifted unto your Father. To start this year off with your voice proclaiming in faith all that this year is going to be. Start this year off with your voice declaring great things for 2015. Declare and decree greatness over your life, and you will see great things. We thank you, Lord, for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. You can keep our lights just like this, if you will. You can be seated out there in the audience. I just want to go over some things real quick, and then we'll get back over into worship. Amen. I don't know about you. I like First Wednesdays.
Amen.
It's a good time to get refreshed, get some guidance, get some instruction. Amen. Amen. But we're going to worship a little bit tonight, but I just felt like there were some specific things I needed to make mention of, specific things I needed to say in order for you to start this year off right. Amen. It's important how a thing begins, and it's important how this year begins for you. I'm telling you, every hour of this month is critically important. Every day of this month is critically important. And so don't just get so busy that you forget to invest. Invest in this year by investing in this month. Because I do believe there's a divine harvest. You know, God operates on seasons. The two primary seasons he operates in is seed time and harvest time. I believe we're in a harvest time. I really believe that. But in harvest time, you can't just sit back and relax. Even in farming, when it's time for the harvest, you have to go out in the fields and you have to work to bring it in. That's what we're doing this year. I believe it's time for harvest, but you can't just sit back and wait for it to fall in your lap. You're going to have to go out in the field and work to bring it in. And there's two things, and these things are just classics to us who have walked with the Lord for any length of time. There are two things that are just necessary for us to have strong in our life to begin this year with, and that is your love walk and your faith life. Your love walk and your faith life. Now, I said this last year. I was praying in 2013, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said last year would be a bridge year, that it would separate the old from the new. And I believe we're in a new season. And I believe in this new season, almost every bit of the old will fall away. I really believe that. That in the next couple of years even, and this year's just, I think, kind of the start of it, you'll look back at your life and it'll just look completely different in a good way for those of you who are going to walk in love and live by faith. As I was praying for this year praying for 2015, I only got one word every time I prayed. I mean, literally, every time I prayed. Even when I wasn't praying about the year, this word would keep coming back to my heart. And it was the word greater. Greater. Just that word greater would come up strong in me. That this year would be the greatest year we have ever seen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad some people back there are excited about that. Now, with this, I am not a preacher. I don't get overly emotional about anything, really. So forgive me for not hyping it. I don't think it needs any hype. I'm telling you, what I believe by the Spirit of God, it's going to be the greatest year you've ever had for those who will walk in love and live by faith. I honestly believe that with every fiber of my being. Now, what's funny is the more things I get from other ministries and them talking about the year, the more I see these things pop up. So I want to read two things to you. These are our two prophecies that have been given recently. I tell you what, we need more prophecy. We need more prophecy in our churches, and you need more prophecy in your life. We ought to desire spiritual gifts, but Paul made specific mention to covet, to prophesy. Prophecy moves things in this earth. And this earth is in some need of some things moving. And so with that, be sensitive to get in prayer and listen to your heart. And if you get words, even if it's just one word, you speak that word out. I mean, you slap, wear it out. Because God has designed prophecy to move things in this earth. But these are two prophecies that have been given concerning 2015. This one was by a lady by the name of Pastor Nancy Dufresne. And she said, what about the new year? What will this year hold for those who are moving with the word? Oh, more glory, greater glory, a greater measure, and a greater measure of power. For power can be had in measures. Power can be flowed with in measures. For in James it speaks of when we pray, we make tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Therefore, power can be had in measures. So the new year will hold a greater measure and a greater degree of greater power. More power, greater power to bring about greater healings, greater miracles, greater manifestations. For manifestations can be had in a lesser or greater measure. So next year is to be a year that holds greater. We thank you for it, Father. She went on to say, So this next year is to be the year of the greater. So say it with your mouth, say it in your home, say it over your family, say it over your businesses, over those things that are pertinent to your particular life. My home is greater this year. My marriage is greater this year. My children are moving into greater. My mind moves into greater. My finances move into greater. My health moves into greater. Greater, greater, greater. This year is known as the greater. Now, this was from Jerry Savelle. I just got this one today from a church member. He said in October 18th in 2014 for 2015, he said, experiencing the greater glory is still my plan, and you will see the great I am is still and shall be visiting the land of the Lord of manifestations of my spirit as never before, to demonstrations of my power from shore to shore. Supernatural provision, I believe that. Supernatural provision and breakthroughs too. This is my plan and will for you. The powers of darkness will no longer stand. I will show them the strength of my right hand. I will have my way and all will see. There is no power that is greater or equal to me. People will raise up and take their share, and no enemy will stop them from running the race. In 2015, you will surely see it will be a year that will go down in history. So lift up your hands and boldly decree, great is about to happen to me. 2015 will be known as a year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations. But notice that, lift up your hands and boldly decree, great is about to happen to me. Now, here's the wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit. I have not talked to Pastor Nancy Dufresne. I have not talked to Pastor Jerry Savelle. But the Lord is trying to get something across to His people that you can walk in greater things than you're walking in right now. You can have a greater life than what you have right now. That by the end of this year, you can look back and say, my goodness, we made tremendous progress this year. Just tremendous progress in every arena of life. I tell you what, one day I was praying and I got this come up in my heart, 10 years in one. That's how great this year can be. I'm not talking about a little greater. I'm talking about 10 years in one greater. I'm talking about exceedingly, abundantly, above all you and I could ever ask or think. And so I want to inspire you and I want to encourage you, get in faith. I'm telling you, this month is critically important. If you're not praying at home, you need to come out here and pray with us on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Our next time is Saturday at 9 a.m. But friends, even that, you got to invest in yourself. You have to build a highway for God to move in your life. And it is critically important for you to go to work spiritually with your mouth, with your prayer life this year. Walk around your home and talk about how great 2015 is going to be. Amen. Driving in the car, talk about how great 2015 is going to be. Just speak that word out over your family and over your life. Amen. Greater, 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 greater. Amen. So that's the first thing. The second thing is while we're doing this, we need to keep a firm hold on love. A firm hold on love. Now, we're in a love series. We'll get back in it next week talking about love. But man, every time I pray, the Lord just deals with me, take your time. Just take your time with it. Go over each point until all of our minds are just slap out renewed on how to walk in love. Because, friend, I'm telling you, it's critically important. Let's look at some scriptures on the screens here. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7, I made mention this on Monday in prayer. I was praying about greater, and this scripture came up in my heart all the way down a couple. But let's start here in verse 7. He says, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them, meaning your wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. Now notice this, that your prayers be not hindered. Now right now, we're in a season of prayer, right? I trust you are. I trust you are building a highway for your God to move on. And so with this, it ought to be coming from your life right now, greater prayers than ever before. I mean, you're just paving a way for God to move. Now notice, though, there's something you and I could do that could make all of those prayers ineffective. There's something you and I could do that could hinder those prayers. Did you know you could literally waste time in prayer? You could. You could. You could have your prayers go no further than whoever could hear the sound of your voice in the room you were praying in. How you walk in love matters everything to answer prayer. And he says to husbands and for those who are married, how you treat your wife has everything to do with your prayers being answered or not. But here's the interesting thing. He doesn't just stop here with talking about to husbands. He starts talking to everyone. Now, I tell you what, I read 1 Peter this week several times, and I really fell in love with it because you think this is a man who walked with our Savior. This is a man who's not just hearing from the Holy Spirit and penning these words. I mean, he hugged Jesus. He kissed Jesus. He bled with Jesus. He fought with Jesus in a good way. He was willing to take out a sword and wipe out someone's ear and you know, for Jesus. And so with this, he was a man who knew our Lord, who knew our Savior, and who heard him teach personally. And notice the emphasis he places on this. You know he got this from the Lord. He goes on and keeps talking in verse 8. And notice what he says. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. He says, love is brethren. Be pitiful. Now that doesn't mean be pitiful like we would think, be pitiful. No, don't be pitiful in that sense. This word pitiful means tender-hearted. A tender-hearted person doesn't gossip about people's weaknesses. It's touched by it. I said it's touched by it. Its heart hurts when it sees weakness. Doesn't gossip about it. Definitely, we'll talk about this later, doesn't rejoice in it. But it's touched with the feelings of people's weaknesses and infirmities. Be tender-hearted, he said. Be courteous. That just simply means be kind. Verse 9. Not rendering evil for evil, not rendering railing for railing, but in fact, contrarywise, blessing, knowing that that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Now notice what the blessing is. For he that will love his life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Now notice this. He hasn't digressed from talking about prayers being hindered. He hasn't digressed from it. He's still in the same vein as he was in verse 7. And notice what he says. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Now notice, there are some people who have their full attention of God, his full eyes, his full ears are over on them. But he said there's some other people that are doing evil. Now in the context of this scripture, what is the evil he is referring to? It is the evil of returning evil for evil. It is the evil of returning railing for railing. It is the evil of letting my mouth speak against someone else's life or someone else's personality. It is me allowing my mouth to just say whatever it wants to say about someone else. And what he's talking about here is it is not possible to have a relationship horizontally with someone that is not walking in love from your end and to have your prayers vertically be effective. That they operate one on the other. So in prayer, we need to be praying in faith about 2015. But horizontally with our neighbors, with our family, with our coworkers, even, he says, with enemies, with those who are giving you evil, what are you to do? You're not to return evil for evil. No, you're not to return railing for railing. But contrarywise, he said, what are you to do? You're to bless them. Don't you love the scripture? I just tell you what, it just challenges us all. It says, no, don't just sit there and be silent. No, bless them. Bless them. Walk in love with them. The more they despise you, the more they come against you, the more you just love all over them. I mean, the more people, did you hear what they said about you? I mean, you just stop and say, well, let me tell you something about them. You know what? They sure have pretty eyes. And I like that car. They always keep their car so clean. And I tell you what, they're just precious. Aren't they precious? If they're not precious to anyone, they're precious to Jesus. Jesus thinks they're precious. And so you go on and on. But you give them blessing. And he says that when you do this, you'll inherit a blessing. Now, what is the blessing? What is the blessing? Pull back up verse 10. I'll close up with this. What is the blessing? For he that will love his life and see good days. This year I want to love my life. And this year I know God's got some good days in store for me. Amen. Well, how do I get that blessing? I walk in love. I said I walk in love. How do you get it? You walk in love. And so this year, don't let anything or anybody divide you from someone else. It says to seek peace and to ensue it. That word peace means to rejoin. You look it up in the Greek. I dare you to go home and check me on it. It means to rejoin. It means that something was separated and you made a decision to bring that thing back together. That you made a decision that as far as it concerns you, you are going to live peaceably with all men. And he says, if you do this, you'll see good days. You'll see good days. It'll go well with you. You're going to see good days. And also, you have an open heaven above you because the Father's ears are open to your prayers. Amen. So if we're praying like never before, how many of you think it'd be a good idea to have his ears open to our prayers that we're praying? But 1 Peter chapter 3 is why there are so many prayers being prayed by so many good people that are not being answered. So they constantly have this wrong. They're praying this, but this is constantly wrong in their life. They can't pull themselves away from gossip. They can't pull themselves away from speaking evil. They get irritated with people so easy. Their anger gets stirred over every little thing. They take offense constantly, and God is longing to bless his people. But until this is right, this doesn't work like it should. Amen. But not for us here at Word of Life. Amen. We're going to walk in love and we're going to live by faith. You can't offend us. You can't irritate us. You can't bother us. We're love people born of a love God, and you can't pull us out of it. Amen. And so with that, it means our faith is strong because faith works by love. So make it a priority to get those things kicking this year. Especially this month. Make a decision. Nope, I am not going to walk outside of love. You hear it? No, I'm not going to walk outside of love. You see him look at you funny. No, I am not going to walk outside of love. Not going to do it. They take your parking place and no, your seat. No, no. They argue with you. They're trying to get you to react. No, I am not going to walk outside of love. Why? I want to see good days. I said, I want to see good days. I want to inherit a blessing. Amen. And then pray. Pray. And ask God to move in your life in a greater way than ever before this year. Amen. Amen. I think they may. Did y'all get any communion elements when you came in? Good. Good, 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 good. While we worship, feel free to take communion. And over communion, remind yourself that communion is your covenant meal. That I've got a covenant with God Almighty. I've got a covenant with Him. And with that, He's asking me to do something. My covenant partner is asking me to do something. And He's asking me to love people, even my enemies. And so when you take communion, remind yourself that Christ died for your sins, but also remind yourself that Christ died for theirs. And whoever your enemy is, whoever your enemy is, if he could forgive them, you can too. I said, if he can forgive them. Because trust me, they've done far more in his eyes than they've ever done in yours. And if he can forgive them, what can you do? You can do it too, can't you? You can do it too. And so make a decision. Make a decision to just let the Lord fight your battles for you. He'll do it. God's a just God. Let Him fight your battles for you. But as far as it concerns you, just release through communion, through worship, any unforgiveness that may trip you up this year. Just release it. Take it to the blood of Jesus. Take it to the Lord in prayer and in worship. And then also, as you're taking communion, make a decision on and ask your covenant partner to move in your life in greater ways than ever before in 2015. Amen? It's not just for you. The kingdom needs it. The kingdom needs you great. This church needs you great. I tell you what, I'm getting big vision. I mean big vision. And I need you to be the greatest version of you you can be. I need you. This church needs great people doing great things for a great God. Amen? So it's not just about you. It's about the kingdom. So ask your covenant partner to help you be all that you can be this year and do all that you can do this year so that he can do all he wants to do in the earth. Amen? Amen. Let's worship the Lord. While we were over there worshiping, there's a scripture that just came up in my heart over, and we all know it, and we could quote it. It's in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. And it just says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And friends, I believe that there is a race that is set before us, set before you, set before me. And in order to run that race, we have to lay down every weight and every sin that would trip us up. Just like if you were going to go compete in a marathon, you wouldn't want to be carrying around a backpack with 100 pounds in it. You'd want to lay that down or else you're going to tire out real quick. And the same thing is true spiritually. You have to let go of sins and weights and spiritual baggage. You have to let go of the past. You have to let go of the hurt. You have to let go of the wounds. Because all of those things, they'll weigh you down and keep you from running the race that is set before you. But he said, after you lay all those things down, you know what you need to do? He said, you need to run. Run the race that is set before you. And friends, I had that word come up in my heart so strong. Now is the time to run. Not patty cake, not walk, not jog, but now is the time to run. Get excited. Stir up your faith and run spiritually. Don't let anything hold back your confession. Don't let anything hold back your voice of faith. But no, run, 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 run this year. And I think at the end of the year, you'll just see tremendous, tremendous progress. Amen. Let's just wait on the Lord a little bit and let's just make sure we've got everything cleared that needs to be cleared. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We honor you. We yield to you. Great are you, Lord, and worthy of our praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Clint, do you have something? You have something, Clint? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know, it should come as no surprise that 2015 will be a great year, because it's really just a culmination of the faithfulness of God. When I was standing back there tonight, I had on the inside of me how important and how clear and needful it is for us to understand the faithfulness of God. Terry and I came back to Word of Life, I don't know, a year and a half ago, honey. And when I stepped foot in the church, that message has been ringing clear to me from the very first time that we came back to the doors about a year and a half ago, the faithfulness of God. And I remember the exact year. Paige, what was the year that the church started? 1980. Terry and I were in a service in 1980 in Bel Air Shopping Center. There weren't but about 20 people there. Small little place, but the power and the presence of God was moving. And I can remember there wasn't even an office for the church. And me and a few guys got together and we built Pastor Ronnie's very first office. And so when I walked in about a year and a half ago, it was this, and this is the way God functions. It was as if a videotape went off and showed me time upon time upon time upon time the faithfulness of God and how things tie together like a thread.
That's right.
2015 will be great to the extent that we recognize the faithfulness of God.
That's right.
Because the manifestation of the faithfulness of God is what brings greatness.
That's right.
Greatness comes in the faithfulness of God.
That's right. That's right.
I remember I was in another fellowship years later, and I got up similar to this, and I told the people, be sure that you respect what you have, because what you have may not always be there if you fail to respect what you have and appreciate what you have. Because what you have comes and is a result of the faithfulness of God. But just as Pastor was saying tonight, it all has to do with the recognition of faith in your heart and consistency and persistency and a desire to do just what he said, run. Because sitting back doesn't make us anything but docile.
That's right.
It's moving forward that actually gets and creates, and it puts us in a position to receive the greatness of God. So let's pray, if that's all right, Pastor.
No, yeah, absolutely.
And all supernaturally receive the greatness that we will receive in 2015 by faith. And run means we aggressively pursue the greatness that God puts before us as a result of his faithfulness.
Amen. That's right.
Father, we thank you in the name of
Jesus.
For the fact that we all have a heritage of supernatural outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your faithfulness in the kingdom of God. And thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in ministering to each and every one of us individually, even as we took communion tonight, Father, for we know that we're in a covenant with you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for supernatural outpouring of greatness in 2015. Not just individual greatness, Father, but even more than individual greatness, greatness of our position of influence in the kingdom of God, so that we might be well able ministers to minister to our community and beyond, Father, in a supernatural way. And more than anything, Father, thank you for being our Lord and Savior, such that we can be in a position to be in a spot where we can receive your greatness in 2015.
Thank you.
And everybody said, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you what, this is going to be a great year. This is going to be a great year. And the reason why we can have faith is because we can count him faithful. Amen. So don't be afraid to make progress. You know, sometimes you have to experience the pain of forward. When you move forward, sometimes there's pain that comes with that. But what enables you to be strong and very courageous, as Joshua was, is knowing all the miracles you've seen in your life. Think about how far, like he said, the church has come. Think about how far you've come. Think about all the times the Lord has delivered you, saved you, set you free, healed you, restored you, forgiven you, been patient with you. Hasn't he been faithful? Come on now, in your life, hasn't the Lord been faithful? He is a faithful God. And so we can count him faithful and put our faith in him. Friends, I'm telling you, this year is going to be filled with greatness. And for so many of you, I believe it's not going to take even months. I believe just weeks around the corner. And you're going to see some really neat things happen in your families, in your homes, in your ministries, in your businesses. I can't wait to hear the testimonies. And don't be shy to send the testimonies in, because your testimony is designed by God to inspire the faith of others. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, we have her testimony. It inspires our faith. Just like Jairus' daughter, we have that testimony. It inspires our faith. So when you have God do something good in your life, tell it. Tell all the truth. Tell it to the church. Tell it to your neighbors. Tell it to us so we can tell it to the family here. And it will strengthen the faith of other people in this congregation. Amen. Amen. Well, we love you guys. If you need prayer for anything else at all, come down at the service, at the end of it, right here to the altar. We're going to have prayer room workers ready to pray with you and for you. Don't forget about Saturday prayer at 9 o'clock. We're going to have a great time, and hopefully you guys will be able to make it. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon. Mm-hmm.